in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here.
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
Tiger off the tee was wayward, had to hack out of the rough, and then went over the back and missed a five-footer for double bogey on his number one hole. Brooks Koepka has a birdie on the board.
Hello. Look at that roughie.
Oh, thick. Thick.
Speaking of Maria.
Pam Cummings.
Yeah, yeah.
Pam Cummings-like rough.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is gnarly.
Got to keep it in the fairway.
And it's narrow, my friends. I mean, I'm looking at them watching this at PGA Championship Live. The TV coverage won't start till noon, but Tiger Woods dead in the middle of the fairway at 12. But these fairways are narrow, too.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com. With the Longhorns play and Austin talks sports.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh,
wake them up. Get them up. Get them out on a Friday on B&E. You have made it to the end of another long work week, and we're going to get you into your weekend on this, the 17th of May. A lot to talk about, obviously. The goings-on at Dishwalk Field last night, not good for the Longhorns as their season is approaching its end. We'll dive in there. Certainly the PGA Championship, second round already underway at Bethpage Black this morning. The field chasing once again its defending champion, Brooks Koepka. We'll dive into the second golf major. NBA playoffs last night, tremendous game out in Oakland. Golden State and Portland went to the wire. We'll get you details. Plenty of baseball. Great weekend series on tap. And it's going to be a good Friday. I have a lot to do. Hope you can stick with us all morning long. Appreciate you being up with us early. As we say, early bird gets the worm right all day on 104.9, 101.9 FM, AM 1260, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. Some morning low clouds today, partly cloudy, high 87, ahead of some pretty big storms that are coming in tonight and into tomorrow, which is why the Longhorns will play a doubleheader today. We'll get you details on that, Mr. Godbolt.
I don't know if they need that doubleheader. You know, I guess you got to play. Got to
finish the year.
Got to play it out.
Got to play out your season. But yeah, tomorrow, Buck, looks like right around noontime, there's going to be storms rolling in tonight after midnight, just some rain showers. But then into tomorrow, noontime, lunchtime, some hail, strong wind possible, severe weather heading this way for your Saturday.
But Saturdays are not good around here.
Yeah.
Sundays seem to be the day. The sun comes out on Sunday. Well, but on Saturdays, it's been a struggle here over the last couple months. But that's okay. We need the rain. It'll be hot enough, soon enough here. Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and of course all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you so very much for the great job that you do. It is appreciated. Of course, to you veterans, you first responders, and you great teachers out there, pay you more. Pay you more, for sure. Thank you very much.
Well, we're coming to the end, wrapping up another school year this week and next, and that's it. See you later.
It's almost over, yeah.
Summertime. Summertime is here, so another solid year. Finish strong. Finish strong, as we say, Buck.
Yeah, you got to.
Like Brooks Koepka did yesterday with like 25-foot birdie putt on 18. How good is this?
Started strong.
That was one of the better tee-to-green rounds of golf I've seen in a long time. I watched it on streaming during the show and then after. That guy, he could have shot 61 yesterday. He missed a couple of putts just off the edge that were, you know, 5 or 6 foot birdie putts. This dude was awesome yesterday.
No, when he's putting, he's the best.
I mean,
if his putter's going, you can forget it. Lights out.
I don't think he hit a bad shot.
How about Danny Lee? Danny Lee had 64 yesterday.
I know. That poor guy, he feels like he shot the round of
his life.
Nobody's
even talking about him.
He's not in the lead.
He did shoot the round of his life. It was incredible.
Yeah, Danny Lee from South Korea. He is, you know, it's almost like there's two tournaments. There's those two, and then there's the rest. Everyone else is down at Jordan Spieth shot one under. He's okay, but everyone's chasing Brooks Koepka, who's your defending champion at the PGA Championship. Tiger Woods said he's a little bit under the weather and didn't play very well yesterday. Shot 2 over.
He looked like a guy who hadn't played in a month, and it looks like a guy who won the Masters. And generally, that's what those guys look like after they win the Masters.
Well, turns
after
out
their tour.
He didn't play a practice round on Wednesday. He actually went home and said he was feeling under the weather, and it just kind of lingered into into yesterday. He just didn't have his game, and he was playing with Brooks, and he was just unbelievable yesterday. So good golf. We'll keep you posted. As we've said, it's already teed off there at Bethpage Black. We'll get you all the details. First, so let's start with the headlines, news of your Friday morning. Set the table, and we'll go from there. Crestview RV brings you the headlines, always from the Ticket City Update Desk. Yeah, Texas baseball, disappointing start to a must-win series for the Longhorns last night as they dropped the opener of their three-game regular season-ending series with Oklahoma, 4-2 at UFCU Dish Falk Field. And really all the reasons the Longhorn season is on the verge of an early end were on display last night. An error led to the Sooners' first run in the first inning, then a leadoff walk led to a second run in the second, then in the sixth inning, a walk followed by a balk, then a wild pitch, another walk allowed OU to build another double the lead to 4-0. Sooners, meanwhile, didn't commit an error on the night. Their starter Nathan Wiles didn't walk a batter over eight solid frames. Texas pushed their only pair across in the sixth inning. That was it, though. Horns fall to 26-26 on the year, 6-15 in Big 12 play for a disappointed head coach, David Pierce.
At this point, we've got to go out there and just go play baseball. 1 o'clock, be ready to give everything you got. Everybody on the bench, be available.
Yeah, that was the thoughts of the head coach last night. Yeah, due to the stormy forecast for Saturday, Texas and OU will wrap up their three-game series today with a day-night doubleheader at UFCU Dish Falk Field. Game one set for 1 o'clock, and then in what's likely the final game of their season, 6:30 tonight at the Dish. You'll hear game one on 101.9 and AM 1260. Game two will be live across all of the signals here on the Horn with a 6:15 pregame. NBA playoffs last night, quite a game out in Oakland. Steph Curry outdueled his little brother Seth as he poured in 37 points to lead Golden State back from 15 down at half. And they hold on to beat Portland in final possession, 114-111, and a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Seth Curry, I should say, the little brother scored 16 and put Portland ahead on a three-pointer with 103 to go before the Dubs were able to pull it out on a big night for Steph Curry. He gets the win over his little brother.
It was like back in Charlotte. Obviously, he's appreciative of the moment. They put him out there, and he made winning plays. So for us, this will probably be one we'll have the film clip at home, because this is a battle for sure.
2-0 lead now, and heading back to Portland over the weekend. Meanwhile, game two of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight, Bucks hosting the Toronto Raptors. Baseball back to the Diamonds. Rangers wrapped up their weekend or their this week's series in Kansas City with a 16-1 beatdown of the Royals yesterday. Rangers belted five home runs, including two from Rougned Odor. They now head to St. Louis for a weekend series with the Redbirds. Astros took the night off. They opened that marquee weekend matchup series in Boston tonight. Red Hot Red Sox have won 12 of 15. Houston's won seven straight. Garrett Cole facing Rick Porcello in game one. And out of the Dell Diamond, Round Rock rolled past Nashville 10-4 as the Yordan Alvarez show continues at Dell Diamond. 21-year-old hit two more home runs last night. And that's the news.
Kick off summer with a new RV from Crestview RV. Don't miss the open house at Crestview RV this weekend. Factory reps and fun for the whole family in Buna, Georgetown, and Waco. Directions online at CrestviewRV.com. All offers with approved credit on select terms. See dealer for details.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if you don't make it out to the Dell Diamond, UFCU Dish Falk Field for the end of the Longhorn season, get out to the Dell Diamond on a Fireworks Friday and watch this kid, Yordan Alvarez. We've been telling you about him all month. Hit two more home runs last night, Buck. You know, he also had a double, drove in six. I don't know how long he's going to be there. You may not see him. I don't know where the Astros are going to put him on their loaded lineup, but
that boy is good.
This guy's just smashing the baseball. He's making the Pacific Coast League look ridiculous through the first 6 weeks of the season.
Get him up. Get him up, get him out, for sure.
I mean, ridiculous what he's doing. I saw some tweets from my buddy J.J. Gotch, who says, I've been watching baseball here for a long time, never seen a hitter like this. We've never seen a hitter like this play at the Dell Diamond on a consistent basis. Got 17 or 18 home runs now, batting almost 400. And this is the Triple A. This is the top level. This is good ball players right here. This guy's 21 years old, and make him look silly.
It's tough when you don't have a spot for him.
I know, and that's the thing.
Well, you'll find a spot. I mean, if the guy can hit home runs, you'll find a spot for him somewhere. Somebody's hitting less home runs than he's hitting with the Astros somewhere. So,
well, that's the Astros' issue. You know, you would say just pencil him in as your DH, and because he's kind of a defense, not kind of, he is a defensive liability. He really doesn't have a position, the young Cuban, but he's not a great outfielder. But you could, you know, it's American League, you can DH, but A.J. Hinch uses his DH. He kind of rotates it, like George Springer's DH nine times, Michael Brantley eight. He kind of rotates through that DH to get guys off their feet and keep them fresh. He doesn't use it like a traditional DH. You know who he looks like, though, when you watch Yordan Alvarez hit the baseball? He looks like a young Big Poppy. I mean, he looks like, you know, David Ortiz. He's 6'5", he's maybe 6'6". left-handed swing, just a real quick compact swing with so much power at all fields. It reminds you of if you watch him. He's not as husky as Poppy was, but just a tremendous young hitter.
For Texas Longhorns, this season would have been disappointing. Ugh. Into the baseball season. Incredible beginning, okay middle, and then towards the end it was just brutal. There's not much for the coach to say except for some of you guys will unload the bench and get guys some reps over the next two games. Why not? What do you have to lose? You've already kind of, it's not the season is over when it comes to advancing, but just watch some of these other young guys. That's all you can do, actually.
Yeah, I mean,
try to find out what you did and start to try to build on that next year.
I went to this game last night. It's just disappointing. They just, blame the coaching. They're not, coaching leadoff walks and just routine ground balls that you just don't make plays on. It seems like the pressure got to them last night a little bit. They knew what was on the line, and they made the mistakes, and Skip Johnson, the Sooners, did not. They didn't, as I mentioned, didn't walk a batter, didn't make an error. They just played a clean game and let Texas shoot themselves in the foot.
That team better grow up in a hurry.
Well, it's going to be a long offseason.
For coaches' sake, they better grow up in a hurry.
Changes will be made, no doubt. But, that's disappointing, right? I mean, you really gave yourself a chance. You came out feeble at the plate, but you let them jump on an early lead with an error that led to the first run. Then you come back with a leadoff walk in the second inning with your ace pitcher on the mound. They turn that into a second run. Just sloppy baseball, and that's why they're a 500 baseball team and way under in conference play. Not a good team right now. No
All right.
Doubt.
Yesterday, too, I watched some of the baseball game, some of the Phillies game, and Yelich again doing what he does. He had two home runs again last night. That guy's like on fire.
Yeah, Christian Yelich.
A smooth swing.
He's got 18 home runs now, two more yesterday. I mean, he's tremendous. Tremendous. He's reigning MVP of the National League.
He can do it all, too.
Oh, he's a five-tool player.
Man, he can run. He can get to balls. I mean, he's fun to watch.
He's tremendous. And, Milwaukee right there with the Cubs and the Cardinals in that division. He's an absolute blast to watch. And he in the National League and George Springer in the American League, the two guys that are really setting the pace for, their teams. And then both are in the front for home runs. 16 for Springer, 18 for Yelich. Tremendous.
And the Boston Bruins head to the Stanley Cup Finals with a sweep of Carolina. Boy, is that that's a sucky one. 4-0 Wags. They move on. And I don't know who's going to beat them. That's the best team in hockey right now.
Right now the Bruins are, yeah.
The best team, right?
Yeah, they're mowing through Carolina.
Good grief. Well, they're over.
See you later.
Quite a sweep that was.
Well, and we kind of root against Boston at this point, right? We don't need Boston to have another championship for that season.
We really don't.
All year round championship?
Yeah, they've already owned the
all year round.
They've got the Vince Lombardi trophy again for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. They've got the World Series championship. Thank you, Red Sox. And now they're on the verge of the Stanley Cup. If not for the Celtics, they could have the sweep of the championship.
That was the disappointment of the Boston area right there with the Boston Celtics this year.
Well, they can deal with one. They can deal with one team.
They can have one team that's not very good, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's where the Astros will run into the Red Sox this weekend. That'll be a fun series. Won't decide the World Series, but it's a tone setter for the season for those two teams. So, yes, Boston, great sports town right now. Great place to be.
And last night with the guy you called is another little baby face guy. Steph Curry is just ridiculous. I mean, how good is this guy for a 6'1" guy who gets knocked all around the place, who has all kinds of game, and for a guy who's not a physical player, he sure gets a lot of points in the NBA for a little guy.
No, this 5-year run that they're on, and obviously they're the favorites now. He's the guy. I
mean, he is the guy.
He's the assassin. He's the guy that hits the big shots in the big spots. I mean, Durant is their best player. There's no doubt when he's healthy.
But he's the most important player on that team, is Steph Curry.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And then, this Durant injury is bringing that right back into focus. Because, to be honest, before Durant got hurt, Curry wasn't playing that well. Curry was not playing that well in their first-round series against the LA Clippers and then just okay against Houston. Then Durant gets hurt, and this guy just flips a switch, and he's back to being the Splash Brother and hitting big shots. He was tremendous last night. And that was, Portland, that's a game they have to win. They have an opportunity to take one on the road.
17-point lead in the third?
Well, yeah. I mean, the third quarter was a nightmare. They were up 15 at the half, and then they got outscored 39-24 in the third quarter, and the Warriors come all the way back. But then Portland pulled back out. They built an 8-point lead in that fourth quarter, and they had every opportunity to win that game. But I thought Terry Stotts and his group did a poor job Damian Lillard settled for long threes, which is what they do, I know, but you live by the three, you die by it. And they took some really bad possessions down the stretch of that game.
I said yesterday, if their star is scoring 19 and 22s and 23s and not getting in the 30s, they can't win. If Lillard's going to only score that much, they don't have enough for the rest of the team. I mean, Curry's little brother threw in some points, but other than that,
who else is going to score 23 and McCollum had 22, but they had that game. That game was theirs. I mean, the lead under a minute. They just didn't execute very well down the stretch, to say the least. And that's one, I mean, the Rockets can attest to this, that you know, when you have that team in the Oracle and a chance to win it, you got to close it, and they couldn't. Now you got to beat that team 4 out of 5. And still no Kevin Durant, though. I mean, the report is that Kevin Durant won't even travel to Portland, that they're not going to send him.
Why would he? I mean, you won't see him in game 5. They lose 2 in a row. You may see him in the 5th game, or you may see him in the 6th game. They don't need him. You know, if they can get, or that injury is a lot worse than everybody talks about.
Well, he had a checkup yesterday and hasn't seen much improvement. And again, this was an injury when it first happened. We said 2 weeks to 2.5 weeks is what the doctors would tell you. And that it's not even been a week yet for Kevin Durant, or a week. So, you know, he's probably a week away, maybe a little more than that. And with a 2-0 lead, why rush it?
I wouldn't play him in game 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd wait to game 5. You come back, you got game 5, and if Kevin Durant's ready to go, he's there to play. But dude, they may go through the series without even needing him. That's how good they are. I mean,
I think the Trailblazers will get a game in Portland, maybe 2. I mean, I think this series is more even than we think after what I saw last. Well, because this is a thin Golden State team. Without Durant and without Iguodala, without DeMarcus Cousins. You
but
know,
it's also the NBA, and you have to do things in the third and fourth quarter that they don't do.
But
they
at home, where your role players typically play a lot better and a lot more comfortable, I do think they have a chance to win game 3. And if they can get that, I mean, that was a pretty even game last night, all things considered.
Well, we thought they were tired from the game that they had played.
I think they were on Tuesday.
Well, they had a 17-point lead last. You can't let that get away from you, can you?
No. No, that's why I say that's one that they will that's the Rockets game 5 for them, right? When the Rockets had them in game 5 at Golden State, and a chance to win that game and take advantage of the series, the Rockets let it get away.
And that's the difference between a champion, because in that situation, when you talk about teams that, well, you know, they gave up one. Okay, well, the Rockets are at home. Portland gave up one. Well, they could be going home too. And this group this group, man, when they start playing defense, it's ridiculous. They're all over the ball. And Iguodala is awesome.
The stat page won't say much, but he was tremendous. And the block shot he had on Lillard last night late was big. And I thought the guy that was really the key outside of Curry was Draymond Green.
Again, yes.
His playmaking is just tremendous. His ability to distribute, rebound. He had 16 points. He had 7 assists. And most of those were alley-oop dunks to Kevon Looney, just jamming at home. They don't have any inside presence right now in Portland. So it's all Golden State from the outside. The Warriors, Blazers from the outside. They don't do much on the interior. But I do think they have a chance to, because they are a really good home team. But again, Golden State's Golden State. So 2-0 there. We've got the Bucks and the Raptors tonight. We've got PGA Championship up and underway. And we got Texas baseball coming to a really, really
screeching halt.
Disappointing end. I looked it up just now. Yordan Alvarez batting .410 for the season. .410. This guy on the text line says, pretty simple regarding Yordan Alvarez. Tyler White is not any good. Well, that's true. That's true. And that's why I think if you're going to get a chance to see Yordan, you might want to get out there, because Tyler White is the Astros' primary DH when they're not rotating the DH. And he's just having a terrible, terrible start to his year. So, boy, I don't know. Yordan is as they pronounce it in Cuba. Might not be there long. So get to the Del Diamond this weekend and see him. I mean, 410 with 17 or 18 home runs. I think he's proven all he can at the Triple A level at this point, but we'll see. So good stuff to set the table. Got a lot to do. You know, Buck, we are inside 100 days to the college football season. I don't know if you knew that. We're 105 days to the Longhorns season, but the first game of the year is August the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So we're inside 100 days to the season. We'll run through some of the top storylines. We'll run through some of the top college football conversations to be had here inside 100 days. You know, that August 24th game, Florida and Miami in Orlando, Buck. Florida with their second-year head coach, Dan Mullen. Miami with Manny Diaz, now the head coach, with Tate Martell coming in from Ohio State.
Man, they're expecting a lot of big things from that quarterback. They have to get it, because their quarterback play is what's held them back over the last 4 or 5 years, is the way the quarterback plays at Miami.
Also, hate to mention this at 6:21 on a Friday, but how did your 3,500 unit play go last night?
Well, for the people, I went 3,500. For me, I only went half.
So you won a couple bets, and now you crush souls again.
Hey, nobody gets hurt except for the juice. Remember that. You are up. You are up. Come on now. I'll get you back straight again.
You went 3,500 unit last night after going back-to-back and getting that skin of your teeth cover with the Bucks the other night.
I'll get you back straight with tonight's game, I think. Toronto.
We're back!
Toronto. They have to win, do they not?
Yeah, you could take an underdog every now and again.
Never. Never. I can't believe they even won that game. I didn't even want the Golden State Warriors to win.
You know, they pulled it out. This is demote Tyler White to AAA. Well, they could. Here's the other issue for the Astros on that is that Tyler White and Tony Kemp are out of options. If they can't send them to AAA. There's a number of times you can send a guy down and purchase his contract. So he and Kemp are out of options, so they'd have to outright release those guys if they brought up Yordan Alvarez or someone else. So that's the spot the Stros are in, plus they're playing good ball. So that's the Yordan Alvarez story out of Dell Diamond. Longhorn season wrapping up, a miserable campaign. We'll get you details. Craig Way has the Craig Way report coming up. We will run through some of the early college football conversations into the summer as we are inside 100 days to the college football season. Much anticipated college football season. Where do the Longhorns stack up in the odds for 20 and 19? We'll dive in there throughout the course of this morning as well. It is a Friday. Glad you're with us. Hope you can ride all morning long and stick with us on 104.9, 101.9 FM, AM 1260, streaming live and worldwide on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m.
B&A with you on a Friday. Rocket Man, the Elton John, the new movie, Buck? The biopic, they call it?
Yeah, no
debuted, thanks. Debuted last night at Cannes Film Festival.
How was it?
Apparently, the crowd was so moved, they gave a standing ovation at the end. Standing ovation at Cannes Film Festival for Rocket
really?
Man. Rocket Man.
I just don't
Elton
see it with
John.
The young guy who's playing Elton John, because I've seen him in... as the
Teron Egerton?
Yeah, I've seen him
Egerton?
As, yeah, I've seen him in...
says here, the extended standing ovation of the film brought its director Dexter Fletcher and star Teron Egerton to tears. Apparently he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's a handsome young Brit, I think. Is he not?
I believe so.
Yeah.
So we'll see. That's you know, we've seen great biopics in the past. My favorite is Ray Charles. What's your favorite biopic?
I did like the Ray Charles one.
Thought Joaquin Phoenix is Johnny Cash
was awesome
pretty good.
Too.
Walk the Line was a good
consider
one.
Consider The Doors a biopic?
Doors is a biopic.
It would be.
With the Jim Morrison, who was that?
Val
Kilmer playing Jim Morrison back in the day. That was a good film.
I tell you what, the one that I always waited for them to make is something on Marvin Gaye that has never been made.
Ooh, that's a good thought.
You know?
All right, so we'll put that out there on a Friday. Your favorite biopic is Rocket Man made its debut last night at Cannes Film Festival. And then which ones should be made? It's kind of hard to make a bio of someone who's still alive, right? I mean, he's sitting right there.
Pretty much, yeah.
Elton John was in the crowd for this, watching the film. Apparently, he was in tears as well. So that was last night. So Rocket Man is out or coming out here shortly. We'll take your thoughts on that on a Friday. It's B&E with you. Whatever you're doing this weekend, do it with an ice cold Bud Light, whether it's the Dell Diamond out at the dish today for a doubleheader of baseball to wrap up the regular season for the Longhorns and a disappointing season. Whatever you're doing this weekend, do it like I will with an ice cold Bud Light. You know what, Dell Diamond on Saturday night, Bob Schneider playing the after show. So you got that opportunity, a little live music mixed in with your baseball. Can't beat that. Remember, Bud Light, only four ingredients, hops, barley, water, and rice. That is it. No corn syrup. And it's brewed right here, deep in the heart. Get your weekend on. Be smart. Be safe. Make good decisions.
So I see that Patrick Peterson wasn't very smart. Somebody can get him on the cheap now. He's not going to play for you for six games.
Yeah, that's
interesting. Get him while he's hot.
Out in the desert, of course, the big story there is Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury taking over. But their best player is Patrick Peterson, suspended six games for a PED violation. Weird story there. I mean, this guy's been in the league a long time and made a lot of Pro Bowls. I'm not sure how you have the violation at this point.
I don't either.
But he'll be suspended for the first six games.
I would say he didn't know what he took, but guess what? Those guys have the list of things that, or you could always ask.
That's right.
Anytime you take something that's different than you've taken before, where you have not tested positive, if you're taking something new, all you have to do is bring it into the trainer. They'll tell you.
They'll tell you. And you're calling, ask them.
That's true.
Because every, you know, there's, you know, all these supplements that they take and they want to take. There's NFL, there are ones that they have partnerships with that have the NFL shield on it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are obviously not going to pop a test. And this one certainly does. But it's a first time violation for Patrick Peterson. Won't be available to return. He's going to miss games with the Lions, Ravens, Panthers, Seahawks, Bengals, and Falcons to start their season. Arizona's not going to be a good team this year.
They are not, no. And if you expect Kyler Murray was going to take you to the playoffs, he is. I'm just going to say, in my mind, he's not. He may do it, but in my mind, I don't. In his first year with that team that he has, with that young coach that he has also, I don't think so.
Well, no, I don't think anybody that anticipated. This is not the Cleveland Browns situation where last year Baker Mayfield, you know, that was a pretty.
Oh, yeah, players around him.
A lot of good players. This is a bad Arizona team. There's a reason they were the number one pick, and they may be the number one pick again. Because they didn't fix their offensive line and they took another quarterback. And
that's going to be interesting, as you say. Hey, they're going to be number one pick. Who do they take with that pick next year?
Right. I mean, but again, they're in a process of. I mean, Bruce Arians left. Larry Fitzgerald's about to be done. I don't know what they do with Patrick Peterson now. Their best players have gotten old. And, you know, David Johnson is still there. They're running back, but that doesn't do much for you if you just have
when
a
your offensive
back
line
with,
sucks.
With no offensive line, a young quarterback. Christian Kirk from Texas A&M's there. He's one of their young pieces at wide receiver. They had a pretty good draft, but it's going to be a while for the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, this is the time to get what you can for Patrick Peterson, I believe. And somebody would take him, even though he'll miss six games. It's time to unload that dude, you know.
Yeah, you could see a trade for him at some point.
Sure.
All right, this is La Bamba as a biopic, which is a good one. That's a nice call. This says, would love to see a biopic on Prince. Who would play Prince? That would be a big, 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 big time challenge, but it would be good. The loved Bohemian Rhapsody. I haven't seen that one yet. I'm going to have to check that one out. I heard it was good. I heard it was really good. This guy says, 3 weeks from the greatest weekend of the year, the Mullet Open, 3 weeks away, Bo.
3 weeks away, yeah. The Mullet Open packed and ready to go, and we'll have some people from the, of course, from the Refuge Ranch talk to us a little bit and get, you know, there's a big rally, I think June 3rd downtown E, on sex trafficking. Huge rally in Austin, which needs to be. And we'll, as we continue to learn about sex trafficking in our area, it has gotten, I like to say it's gotten better, but it's kind of gotten worse.
Texas is the worst state for it. We know that.
Yeah, Houston, the number one city in the country for sex trafficking. And the ideas of people who think that it's all about people coming, young ladies coming across the border, it is so domestic. It is just around the corner. And when your young daughter says, Dad, I'm upset at you. I'm going to leave. I'm going to my friend's house. Don't ever let her get to the door. You figure it out. You talk to her. Or even your young son. Don't let them go. It used to be, I remember my daughter saying, I'm going to run away. I'm going to go. I'm mad at you. I'm going to leave. And I said, okay, I'll see you in a day or two. I know you probably run over to your friend's house. You can never let that happen again. Those days are over with, where if your daughter or your son get upset with you and they're teenagers or whatever, you find a way to talk with them. You find a way to sit down with them and talk it out. Never let them leave the house. Never let them leave the house. That's the number one thing. They don't get to go. You get to stop them and talk to them. You have that prerogative. And we'll learn a lot and continue to learn. I'm learning a lot about it all the time. Hopefully to get to that rally.
All right, 3 weeks out to that, and
And next year, a double shotgun.
Yeah, for 2020.
2020.
The 20th Mullet Open next year in 2020, which is pretty cool. Nice.
And it's hard to believe. When you get a thing like that going for that many years, and you're doing these things with these two charities, if you ask around about how many things have been around for 20 years, such as that golf tournaments and things like that, there aren't many. There aren't many. This is like a reunion. This is like a yearly reunion to see those people. And there have been some of them who have come for 19 years. There's some old dudes and old gals out there now, but it's fun to see them once a year. It really is.
Hyatt Lost Pines, of course, it's already full. So if you don't have your team in, you're
it's done.
SOL on that deal on this Friday. You know what today is, Buck?
What might that be?
You're going to love this. This is your favorite day. It is Bike to Work Day. Austin's Bike to Work Day. More than 3,000 Austinites expected to leave their motor vehicles at home and pedal their way to the workplace.
You want to impress me? Walk to work.
Biking's faster.
No, that's what I mean. How about impressing me by walking to work so I can see you on the highways?
No, man. Bike to Work Day. So look out for the cyclists this
Please
morning.
Please do.
As they're up and out. Put the bike away or put the car away. Ride on in. Good thing it's not going to rain today.
Yeah, they want this very badly. They want you out of your car and onto the bike. And it's all right. That's good. That's good. That's good exercise. That's good for you. Just stay off my highways, that's all.
What do you mean? They got to be on the highways to get
there. No, just stay off the highways.
There aren't like trails to downtown.
they're working on it. They're working on that.
No, you got to get on the highways. One, you're not going to be on out there on 35 or Mopac, but...
You have seen them on some of the major thoroughfares that you say...
360 right
seriously,
here.
Seriously, are you really on this?
360.
I know.
Right here in the bike lane all the time. That's what you got to do. How are you going to get to work?
It's unbelievable.
Got to get where you're going. Bike to work day, so keep an eye on those folks out there.
For sure.
All right, let's hear from Brooks Koepka. We'll reset it at the top of the hour, but the second round of the British PGA Championship is already underway. Brooks Koepka is the man there chasing, fired a 63 yesterday. Could have been better than that. He had a couple of putts that just skimmed the outside of the hole. Could have been a 61 or 62. Here's Brooks Koepka on how the fairways are, how you got to play, and how you fire a 63 to start this thing.
The only thing you have to do is hit fairways. If you're going to hit fairways, you're going to be able to hit the greens and get the ball close to the hole. I mean, obviously, my length is an advantage here. I mean, the one thing I didn't do is take care of the par fives. I didn't birdie in the par fives. So you can definitely, shoot a number. Some of these hole locations, I think, are quite gettable. I wouldn't be surprised if you see, another good score in the afternoon.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, that guy hits it long, but he's in the fairway. And at that place yesterday, it was – and he's using wedges from where he is.
He just makes it look so easy. That's the frustrating part. I mean, for guys like Tiger Woods, who, you know, Tiger opened with a double. He made another double on the front nine.
Mm-hmm.
But he made a long eagle putt, 31-foot eagle putt on the par five, and all of a sudden he's kind of back in contention. Then there was a four-hole stretch where he scuffled again, and that's – I mean, all golfers, even the best, they hit a little lull where they make a couple of bad shots. Koepka didn't hit a bad shot yesterday, Buck. I mean, he didn't hit every shot great, but as far as his approach shots, but everything was solid.
But
I mean,
if he would have hit some great approach shots, this thing would be, I mean, that guy could have gone 12 under.
That's unbelievable. You know, he is dominating the field, or at least yesterday, like Tiger used to, right? It's the shades of Tiger where he's playing in a different tournament. Everyone else is chasing second place. If he goes out and posts another number today, now he won't tee off till after lunch today.
Weather may be different.
And, yeah, we'll see where the weather is. But this guy's just like a robot, just locked in to that level.
And he's mentally locked in. He knows right now he's the best. Dustin Johnson played well yesterday. But he couldn't make any putts. I mean, he doesn't make any gaggers, Dustin Johnson, and that killed him. I think he ended up one under yesterday, but he had putts, and they just kind of get close, but they don't go in. Koepka's yesterday, if his putting is on, and there's nobody who can beat him. Now, I say that, but, dude, Danny Lee was like a machine yesterday, too.
Yeah, Tiger Woods said of Brooks Koepka, who he played with yesterday, he played well. He said, I think that was probably the highest score he could have shot today, 63. Because he did not bar. There's only two par fives on the course. He didn't birdie either of them, as you just said.
Right.
And again, this dude could have shot 61, 62
yesterday.
That's how good he was, and that's what everybody's chasing at this point. The defending champion, what has he won? Three of the last six major championships, and he was certainly, I thought, with he and Tiger Woods on the back nine at Augusta, you know, he went in the drink and at 12 in Rays Creek. If not for that, he might have won the Masters, too. That's how good.
And I think when you look at him compared to the other golfers, those guys are just gripping. They're holding on, and
yeah,
that ball stays
so
in the. They're hoping that ball stays in the fairway. With him, he just goes up there and swings, and it's 25 yards in front of everybody else.
And there's no sign of stress at all. I mean, he's just totally whatever. I'm better than you.
It's good to
move over.
that whole statement that he said. There's nothing any more true than what he said about. Well, I'm better than half of you anyway. The
other half aren't going to play great. The other half don't have the guts for this thing. We're good. He's cocky, but confident cocky. Not even an over-the-top situation. By the way, your man John Daly in his cart fired five over. Fired five over.
I saw him at the end.
In his cart yesterday. Jordan Spieth, one under. This says we need a biopic on Stevie Ray Vaughan. That'd be tremendous. I would love to see that. I wish they would put that into production. Died way too soon, of course, but the legendary Stevie Ray. Good thought on the biopic desires and the ones that were your favorites. Hey, we got a lot to do. We'll pick this up. We've got your leaderboards. We've got the headlines. Also, some college football coming up. We are inside 100 days, so we'll run through some of the top storylines for the college football campaign in 2019, including where the Longhorns stack up with the best and some of the other big games we're looking at. We'll get to that first, though. Craig Way has a Craig Way report.
First, the good news, what little of it there was, from a busy start to the weekend for the area's collegiate athletic programs. Texas men's tennis, ranked second in the nation, advanced to the Final Four of the NCAA Men's Tennis Championships yesterday with a 4-1 win over TCU. The Longhorns will face Florida in Saturday semifinals, with the winner advancing to Sunday's national championship match against the winner of the match between North Carolina and Wake Forest. Texas women's golf opens play in the NCAA National Championships in Fayetteville, Arkansas today. Texas softball, the number 9 overall seed, takes on Sam Houston State this afternoon as the Longhorns host a regional at McCombs Field. It's a game you can hear on 105.3 The Bat this afternoon beginning at 3:45. Now the difficult baseball news. Texas State missed out on an opportunity to clinch the Sun Belt Conference title last night in San Marcos, losing to UT Arlington 5-3, but the Bobcats will have another chance tonight. Meanwhile, Texas baseball is running out of chances. The Longhorns lost their series opener last night to Oklahoma 4-2 with mistakes in the field and on the mound, and not enough offense against Sooner starter Nathan Wiles, as noted by head coach David Pierce.
Yeah, I mean, you have a Friday night matchup with a great veteran Wiles, and going against Elder, you figure like, you know, it's going to be this type of game. But, you know, he did a better job than we did tonight because he was able to go out there and not walk anybody and had 8 strikeouts and just pitched really well, especially off his changeup to the left-handers. And then, you know, we gave them their 4 runs, basically, and, you know, a couple of blocks in there and a few base on balls and an E. But, you know, they played very clean tonight. And offensively, we just couldn't get anything started. We had the big inning there where we scored 2 and had a chance there in the ninth. But just one of those games that they played all 3 phases better than we did tonight.
Texas now has to sweep a day-night doubleheader from Oklahoma just to keep its hopes alive for making the Big 12 Conference Tournament. The coverage begins at 12:45 this afternoon for the first game on AM 1260 and 101.9 FM. A win in that contest would keep Texas' hopes alive for making the conference tournament, heading into the season finale at 6:30 tonight. Coverage begins at 6:15 on the Horn, 104.9. More on that matchup and the Texas Softball Regional coming your way this afternoon. In our next report, I'm Craig Way.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Being here with you on a Friday, getting you into your weekend. Coming up, we'll reset the headlines. Longhorns with a doubleheader today in baseball that will likely be the end of their baseball season. Get you all the details on last night's disappointing 4-2 loss to Oklahoma. Also, in our coach's corner, we'll dive into college football inside 100 days to the start of the season. Some of the top stories you need to be thinking about as we count them down. Count them down to a big-time 2019 season. Also, our B&E fact of the day here before the top of the hour will be college football-related. And we know that Clemson and Alabama are the kings of college football right now, but we also know who the financial king of college football is right now, and it's undisputed at this point.
What does it mean? Tell me what it means.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. It's not Alabama, by the way. Mm-mm. And Brooks Koepka, the undisputed king of golf right now. How about this? Breaking news. Brooks Koepka has now got a 3-stroke lead at the PGA Championship because Danny Lee is 2 over for his round today already through 3 holes. He's given back a couple of strokes. So Koepka 3 up on Danny Lee, 4 up on Tommy Fleetwood, Daniel Berger, Chez Reavy, and then a couple other dudes. Jordan Spieth back there 1 under, along with Ricky Fowler and Gary Woodland. But yes, Danny Lee already given back a couple of strokes.
Danny Lee should have got going early because it's supposed to get bad later on today.
Well, obviously, if you teed off in the afternoon yesterday, you're teeing off in the morning and vice versa. That's why Tiger and Molinari and Brooks will tee off at about 1 o'clock today. They'll be in the afternoon. So weather will be a factor for
sure. You're talking about 15-mile-an-hour winds, 20-mile-an-hour winds there.
Yeah.
Just what you need to try to stay on the fairway at a narrow golf course. That the rough is just...
And the rough's just unforgiving.
You couldn't even see their shoes.
Yeah, it is thick, man, no doubt. But that's where it stands. Of course, as we mentioned, Koepka not till 12:49 today. But a bunch of guys already on the court. They teed off 5:45 local time, 6:45 over there in Bethpage. And so next time you're up in Bethlehem, up where you grew up,
yeah,
you need to run back to Bethpage and play the Muni. What's $75 on a weekend?
$75 on a Sunday.
Get out there. Got to get in line early, though.
Dude, do you realize that's a 6 or 7 hour with those guys wanting to do every, you know,
well, they have
play
five
every
courses.
Shot?
You don't need to be playing the black course.
Oh, I'm going to the black.
You don't need to be playing the black course.
Oh, I'm all up on the black. I'll play from the red tees if I have to. I'll play from the ladies' tees there.
Let's start with the blue course or something, right?
The green
maybe
course.
Maybe the pink course at Bethpage.
I'll try the pink first, that's for sure.
It says,
where is Cooch at? Can anybody tell me where Cooch is? Should I be mad that I didn't take this guy? If he's
I didn't
in the
see Cooch.
What numbers? Is he minus maybe one? Or
I'm kind of liking my pick so far. I mean, I'm seeing where I'm at. But, you know, Rory's at plus two.
He was struggling, too, yesterday.
Rory's kind of a mess. I'm not sure what's
happening.
Couldn't
make a pot again.
I'm just going for Cooch. Looking for Cooch. Don't see Cooch.
You don't? What? Did he finally go home?
No, I don't think he went home. But I'll find Cooch here coming up. It says Bohemian Rhapsody is a great movie. That says the Dirt biopic on Motley Crue was great. I saw that. That was on Netflix. Motley Crue was one of my bands in the 80s. I watched that, Buck. The Dirt. It is. It's pretty. It's, you know, it tells the tale of a rock band. That's for sure. The Buddy Holly story was a good one, this guy says. And Talladega Nights, the story of Ricky Bobby, is a great biopic. I'm with you on that. I like that. The Talladega Nights. Not bad. We're taking those because Elton John's, the new biopic on Elton John, debuted at Cannes Film Festival last night to a standing ovation, apparently. So
yeah, that's one I'll see when it gets to the house.
Think so? No, I don't know. This is another note that you need to know before you go see it. It says here, the ambitious full-on bio musical with 20 songs. 20 songs in Rocket Man.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of music.
BK would hate that.
Well, that, you know, if you go back and watch the film Ray Charles with, there's
Jamie,
a lot
Jamie
of music.
Fox.
You have Jamie Foxx playing Ray Charles. I mean, there's a point in there where you just realize, you feel like Jamie, that he is Ray Charles. You're like, he did such a good job. And, but there's a lot of music in there too. I mean, they play a lot of songs, which is good for Ray Charles. But, I think that's kind of the vibe for Rocket Man. This says, tell those cyclists to obey the dang rules. Yeah, if you're riding your bike to work today, because today is bike to work day, and they expect more than 3,000 people to park the car and ride their bike today.
You mean like if there's a stop light for you, you have to stop also? You can't look both ways and then go across?
Yeah, you got to obey the rules, don't you?
Huh.
But we got to watch out for cyclists, too. You're in the car.
Well, yeah.
Let's not get anybody hurt today.
No, I don't want to get anybody hurt, for sure.
All right, so those are your top stories. We've also got big-time baseball. I did see in the high school baseball playoffs, Buck, where Westlake won. Dripping Springs got a big win last night over Kerrville Topview. But Lake Travis and Round Rock both got beat last night.
Down.
In the first game of their three-game sets. Round Rock playing the number one team in the state in Cy Ranch. They lost over there in Mumford. And Lake Travis, Cavaliers lost to San Antonio Johnson last
Beautiful
night.
Beautiful night for baseball last
game
night.
Game one, so game two is tonight. So we'll be following the high school baseball playoffs as well as the college and pro baseball with the Astros and Red Sox, Longhorns and Sooners. Texas State has a big series this weekend as well for their Sun Belt crown. So we'll get to all that for you coming up. Headlines and college football. With that in mind, let's get to the B&E Fact of the Day to wrap up the 6 o'clock hour.
B&E Fact of the Day brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
In honor of student-athletes, Buck, and you know the verse that we can't afford to pay the players anything?
Yep.
According to USA Today yesterday, the numbers are in. Which college football conference raked in the most revenue in fiscal year 2018? We'll get you the answer on the other side. It'll be our B&E Fact of the Day. And let's just say it's not close. There's a king of the castle in college football at this point. Pretty ridiculous. Details to come, plus your headlines, plus your coach's corner. A lot to do on a Friday on 104.9, 101.9 FM, AM 1260. Streaming live on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.